Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Clip Here podcast, episode 39. I actually remembered this time. Fascinating, isn't it? Now, I was walking down the street the other day when... Actually, I was walking down the street today when I saw this guy trying to park his car, and he shouted at me for no reason, and I looked at him and he's like, "Hey, mate, have I got enough space to park my car?" I looked and I said, "You got about a foot left." He proceeded the reverse and said, "How much space do I have? How many inches?" I was like, "You're practically touching the bumper." He then said something which I don't know if I got it fully, but he said something like, "Well, I'm just going to keep going because the bumpers can bend." And I was like, "What the fuck?" He proceeded to hit this car and then drive off. Anyway, I'm Tactical TV and... I am joined by two absolutely amazing people, Agent Oink.
What's up?
And Delicious.
Well, it wasn't quite as nonsensical as I thought it was
going
to be.
No, I was thinking about going my Jesus one, but I didn't want to do that because I'm not kidding you, that genuinely happened today, and I have no idea what was going through that guy's head. Like,
no, the fact that you tried insurance to get closer than a foot as well. Like,
you were
helping.
Yeah, he was in a car, and I could clearly see he wasn't in a big enough space. So I said,
"He was in a car, fine."
Yeah, he was in a car, believe it or not. But I could clearly see his car was bigger than the space. I did say, "You're probably not going to fit me." He's like, "Oh, don't worry, I can do this." So he reversed a bit, and I was like, "You got a foot." He then kept reversing as I walked over to him and said, "Mate, you can't fit your car in here." He's like, "I don't care, how many inches do I have left?" He literally had about 5 centimeters. I was like, "Mate, you're practically touching the car," just to give him a bit of leeway.
Well, you told him in centimeters. I probably confused him.
Oh, no, I didn't say, I just said you practically touching the car. I wanted to give him a bit of leeway. And he's like, "Oh, don't worry." And I don't know what exactly he said, but he said something about bumpers. And I swear he said, "Oh, I'll just let the bumpers give in or whatnot." He proceeded to reverse a little bit more, and it pushed the car he was reversing into a little bit. And I don't know what... He didn't say anything. He just then drove off. Proceeded to go down a one-way road and mistakenly turn around and come back out the one-way road and then carried on up the town.
Awesome.
And as he did this, I saw a man in a shop just opposite me look at me and go, "What the fuck was that?" I don't know if it was his car, but I proceeded to walk off and call it a day there. But yeah, I just...
You committed a hit and run.
I did.
That's what I'm hearing.
I think you're in on this.
But there was also... Actually, you said there is another car that's just parked halfway on the curb and it's been there since 6 in the morning or whenever. It was there when I started working. As far as I'm aware, it's been there since the night because nobody knows what's happened to it, but it's got a huge dent in the front of it and it's just, as mentioned, halfway on the curb.
I think we know what happened to it.
What I find funny is when I went to take a delivery out, someone was putting a ticket on it and I was like, "Yeah, okay. I don't think the owner's going to come back for the car, but who knows?" But it genuinely looked, the way it's parked, it looks like it's been stolen and just left there. Well, that's enough about me. How are you two doing?
Yeah, all right, I guess.
Yeah, not doing too bad. Been a bit of a busy day, but we're good.
Sound. It has been a hot minute since I've spoken to either of you, to be honest. It's almost been like two... It's been 2 weeks since... it's almost been 2 weeks since I've spoken to you. So I think the last time I spoke to you was the podcast. Just after. With,
yeah, sounds about right.
Our sarcastic Brit.
That was
interesting. No, it's good. I've been busy.
No, honestly, I've had a nice few days off. In fact, I got told a few days off. A few days ago, I was meant to be going into work.
Got told off and, a few days ago.
Yeah, but no, I was meant to be going in. They just messaged me saying, "Nah, don't bother coming in." So maybe I was getting told off.
Wow.
No, they said it was dead that night. So
oh yeah, we've been the exact same.
Oh yeah.
I've had 2 days off.
Happening?
I've had 2 days off this week because it's been so dead. So, God knows what's happening in the world. Oh, we know what's happening in the world.
I'm all for it.
You're all for what's going on in the world?
Yeah, if it means I get days off.
You want to think about that?
No.
Okay.
I'm pretty happy with my days off. Thank you.
Right. Okay. How's buying fuel for your car been going?
Fine. Okay. That thing that I do like once a year that doesn't really cost that much more in the grand scheme of things because I don't have to top it up that often. Yeah, it's fine.
Decent.
My only regret is driving home when I last drove it. I went past one fuel station that I thought would be packed, but I was just going at like normal road speed, so I couldn't have slowed down for it. And I was like, oh, it's like empty, apart from two cars. So I could have done that one. Went past another fuel station on my way home and saw two cars turn in and immediately come out. And then I saw a sign that said, no fuel here or something like that. It was only as I got to just in line with where you'd have to start turning, I realized it said no diesel fuel and I could have made it. But I was like, oh, well, no fuel this week. So now I've got to try and get some before I next use the car.
But how much would you say you have? Do you know? A quarter? Half?
I don't know. The lights come on, but that means you've got another few miles yet, so I'm all good.
There. No, it's been tragic from what I've heard, according to some people. honestly, every time I hear about it, it's just like, oh my god, it's gone up to £2. And I'm like, there. Yeah. I don't drive, so.
It has.
I don't know the importance of that.
I don't think there's much to say about it, honestly.
I think the.
It's mostly, for me, it's mostly American. Like, I don't drive, I don't own a car. I literally just, I don't, and I don't have any intention to. Most of the people I know don't. Most of the people I know that do try not to do it much because it was expensive before this anyway, and it's just, like, bad for the environment, less healthy, you know, numerous reasons. But, like, for me, it's the Americans going on, like, I can't believe that we're having to pay, like, equivalent for us, what would be like a quarter of what we're paying now, and everyone's complaining about it. It's like you Americans out here, like it's $4 per gallon, and it's like, yeah, well, I mean, well, we pay like $9.50 per gallon. Like, you get a grip, you know. Whole of Europe is on a different level.
Yes,
it's quite funny.
Yes, that's. I was about to say the same thing. I keep seeing a lot of people complain on Reddit and Twitter about how much they're paying in America. I'm like, well. It's quite literally on average, it's quite literally half the price we're paying, but in some places it's, as you mentioned, a quarter or whatnot. So it's ridiculous. But
I mean, it still sucks. Like, if you know, Americans are used to that price. To be fair, but it's ironic.
The thing I saw, which I thought was a fairly good tweet, was someone tweeted out saying, "We shouldn't be looking at people complaining about fuel prices. We should be looking at what the issues are when the fuel goes up a couple cents." Like, the fact that we live in such a society where fuel going up a couple of cents more or less bankrupts someone.
Yeah.
I think that's a quite an important statement, but I think it's certainly not qualified for.
It's worth noting that, as well, I'm not sure how this is for Europe and the UK, but I know in America that the price of oil has started to trickle down again now. As all of the Western leaders went, oh God, please give us more oil to multiple murderers in the Middle East. And then that's brought the price of oil down, but the price of fuel has stayed the same. It has pretty much like risen to the point where it rose to, and it's just stayed there, even though like the actual cost of the oil is less now. Which is, you know, fuel companies suck. Like, half of it isn't even that the oil prices have gone up. It's just the fuel companies saw that it rose and are like, oh, yeah, we'll put it down just, like, in a couple months. You know, we'll just leave it a bit.
We'll just let it simmer.
You know what doesn't rise as much?
G Fuel. Oh, no, I'm not sponsored by them.
Less affected by the oil cost? Electricity. Electricity is a lot more stable. It's influenced some part. Gas, you know, we use that in power plants, but for the most part, it's a lot more stable. Also cheaper at night. Yes. Drive electric cars. They're cheap. Especially right now.
Well.
Fuel-wise, they're cheap.
Yeah, buying the actual car.
No more or less expensive than any other car bought new.
No, yeah. That's the problem.
I don't think I'd quite agree with that last bit, but...
Yeah.
I'd say the fuel's cheaper.
I would... There's a lot of petrol cars, diesel cars you can buy brand new that you can get quite a bit cheaper. But also, like, I think is there much of a second-hand market for electric cars?
No, obviously that will grow over time.
There, but the big concern people have, obviously, is with battery quality.
I mean, so the newest electric car that I can think of, sorry, what? The cheapest new electric car that I can think of is 30,000, I think just over. And that's
no.
The...
It's 25k, oh, isn't it?
Has it gone down? Oh, okay, sorry, yeah.
I thought it's been 25k for a while.
No, because for a while it was the Tesla model that I don't think we had over here for a while, but was like $33,000.
The Y? Isn't that the cheapest?
I don't, whatever that cheap one is, I can't remember which one's which. I know the X is the SUV, but beyond the S, that...
Yeah, I think the Y is the cheapest one, because that was like the most basic model, because you got the
model... Oh, like things like the Dacia here are like 10 grand new, if I remember correctly, just over.
Yeah, I think it depends what you're looking for in a car. I would argue that the upfront cost of an electric car is somewhat still more reasonable. So say like an electric car that costs 24,000 might be more reasonable to a petrol car that costs 15,000 in that service car costs are less. Tax and insurance is less.
But that wasn't
The fuel itself. A lot of people buy cars on finance in the first place. And stuff like that. And I'd also think it's worth money, like if you don't need like an insane range necessarily, and I would argue that most people don't like if you're the sort of person that's going to consider an electric car anyway, right? Like you don't necessarily need huge range. I'd say like 115 miles, right, is like a reasonable range for like someone that just needs to be able to drive back and forth in a few places locally. You can get like the Fiat 500, which starts at 20 grand, which is a pretty reasonable starting point if you're comparing it to other like electric cars with the lower usage cost, etc.
They made an electric Fiat 500.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they've like loads of cars got electric. You got like the electric Mini now, that's shit because it's a Mini and the frame of a Mini does not really suit electric cars.
I'm surprised the Fiat 500 does.
You got the Peugeot 208 electric version that's been around for a couple of years now.
Fair.
Pretty good, I hear.
Oh yeah, the electric Skoda Citigo. 15,000. So
that's such a shit name.
Fuck off, City. It gets the job done. Yeah, 50,000. That's the new cheapest one that I know of.
I'm still looking forward to it. I still really want the e-bus.
What's the range on that, if you have it?
135 miles, Tramet.
Damn, that's not
so
bad.
That's not even, too bad, to be fair. Obviously,
I mean, that's reported like range. Actual range will be different, but.
Yeah. Actually, talking about cars.
Uh-oh.
You already knew. There's been a huge debate going on recently.
This isn't what I thought. This is worse.
I'm curious what you both have to say on it.
Uh-oh.
Hot Wheels. That's what I have to say on it.
Are there more wheels or doors in the world?
There are more doors.
Fuck off!
There are more doors. Let me explain why. Number one,
carry on.
A significant portion of Hot Wheels wheels and other related toy companies that also make things that have things that are kind of wheels and yada yada yada, right?
Okay.
Right? A lot of those will have doors on them. Now, I know that it's not like the majority, right? But a good portion of Hot Wheels have at least a couple working doors, right? Which immediately means if you have like...
What do you mean a good portion?
I don't necessarily mean Hot Wheels specifically. I mean, like, car toys.
I don't get limited edition car toys, maybe. Otherwise, they don't generally bother.
Let's carry on.
I grew up with Hot Wheels and that shit. My entire
I grew up with quite a lot of mini cars that had... Well, like, I would say about maybe, like, 5% of the mini cars I had had
fancy
doors.
Kind that came with, like, a little chauffeur inside as well to drive it around for you for your pleasure.
No, the difference here is Alfie had matchboxes.
Anyway.
God.
Anyway.
Are Matchbox still going? Sorry, carry on. I need to...
I think so.
I assume so. I think they're more of a collector's item now, though.
Yeah, because I think they do, like, Teslas and stuff.
Oh.
That just sounds disgusting. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Anyway. Right. So there's that. So a lot of the things that are, like, everyone's like, oh, this will massively inflate the wheel count. Some of them are going to have doors anyway, which offsets it towards doors back a little bit again, right? Mm-hmm. Now, two, a good portion of, like, Lego wheels, Hot Wheels wheels... Right, do not necessarily last as long as you'd think. Right, like I think a lot of like that sort of cheap toy will break after like 10 years. Right, and the wheels will stop being wheels. So a lot of them that have been produced and have been out and about have died away. So it's kind of like there's a quite a fast pool of you know, they
if
come into existence and they
that
die.
Quickly, I don't think we'd have the waste problem that we do today.
Well, yeah, but if it's just a wheel that's not attached to something, and it's not a wheel because it's not functional as a wheel at that point.
I get
all right,
point.
I'm going
to go needs to be
put
on
a wheel
something.
Outside, and we will come back to it over each podcast, and we'll find out in like 20
what
years.
What we need to do is we need to ask this question to a Victorian child and see if they consider a penny farthing a wheel.
Who doesn't?
Because it's not a wheel.
But it is.
Not really.
Okay.
How do I describe this? So, like, on like a vehicle, you've got wheels that
go around,
that move the vehicle. Like, the vehicle is like a very distinct, separate thing. On a penny farthing, the wheel kind of just is the vehicle. It's not like it's moving a thing.
Yes,
it's not
it
moving
is.
A car. No, it's not.
If you were in the wheel. Yes, then it is the vehicle. However, you make the wheel spin, you do
it's
not move
the wheel.
Around
like,
the
if
wheel.
You talk about, if you want to start talking about monowheels, we can.
No.
My argument is...
Next thing. Okay. We're doing this.
Next thing.
How much housing is there in the world?
Yes.
An insane amount.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Think
absolutely.
About apartment blocks. How many doors are in an apartment block, including cupboards, cabinets... all of those things which count as doors, right? Like electricity maintenance cabinets and stuff that have doors on them.
Yes.
All that stuff, wardrobes, whatever, right? There are so many more doors than there are wheels.
Can
it is just undeniable. Every car in existence, on average, I would say, has four doors.
And
right?
They also have, most of the time, five wheels. Six wheels, if you count the steering wheel, but that's an argument some people will have.
No.
Okay, so my question...
Well, the steering wheel definitely doesn't count.
Okay, steering wheel doesn't count. Are we going to count bearings?
No.
Because that's another argument.
Yeah, I've seen people try and argue for, like, steel bearings, and that's a big no for me.
Well, my favourite argument for that was, because I used to use it, and then I realised it was wrong, because, one, bearings aren't wheels, but secondly, people were like, oh, it's wheels and wheels. No, it's called a ball bearing for a reason. There's balls in it, not wheels. You can get ones that have little spinning wheels, but they're not as common. Well, okay, so you say, you know, apartment blocks have shit tons of doors. They also have a shit ton, if you think about office blocks, a shit ton of chairs, office chairs, each having 5 to 10 wheels.
Yeah, but I mean,
chair.
5 to 10?
Okay, so this is depends on how you count it. Depends on how you count it. People say it's got two per, like, it's two wheels connected per strut at the bottom, but then some people say it's just five wheels because those are technically one wheel. What would you say?
But a lot of those are physically, like, they each side of the wheel is physically connected. They're not two separate, independently rotating, like, they are the same piece of plastic that rotates, unlike a caster. So I get what they're getting at, but no, that's one wheel. It's just an oddly shaped.
So it's five wheels then on a chair.
On average, yeah, definitely not 10.
No,
that's just insane.
So still, five, that's, and there's how many office chairs in an office block?
Depends
more than doors?
Yeah, okay,
ooh,
but then take...
that's controversial. I don't even know about that, to be fair.
Take one, like, skyscraper, right? Think of every single office room, every maintenance corridor, every staircase, every elevator, every cabinet, every kitchen in that entire thing.
There's
like,
more wheels on an elevator than there is doors. Alone?
Depends on if it's a four-sided elevator door thing.
Right.
I've been in one once.
I was going to say, is that a thing where there's a door on each side of the elevator?
Yes. I mean, it's more, it's very odd. It's more just technically that the doors are not in the elevator because the elevator is just an elevator and the doors are on the outside of it. But, well, yeah.
That's still pretty cool.
But yeah, like, I don't know, I just think there are more, like sure, there are probably some, like, I think if on the small scale, right, where you're not allowed to have that many office chairs, there's going to be more doors in a small scale, like, office building or apartment, right? On a medium scale, like, office, I reckon you maybe could just push it for office chairs and, like, the wheels on them, right? But I think then you get, the second you go past that again, you get to, like, big buildings, like, big, I mean, like, proper high-rise office buildings and stuff in, like, big cities around the world and skyscrapers and shit like that, they just absolutely have more doors. There are just thousands of doors in some of those buildings.
Here's another argument.
No.
Are tires counted as wheels?
No.
Okay.
Tiles don't serve... Tiles? Yeah, tiles absolutely aren't wheels. We can confirm that. Tires do not serve the purpose and definition of a wheel independently. They are just a feature that you can add to a wheel.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't say that on a car a tire is a wheel. Like, it's a tire, it's on the wheel, but it's not the wheel.
It's, that yeah,
seems like
a fair.
Yeah.
So I would say on an elevator, there's more wheels on an elevator than there are. Even if you had a door on each side, that would be 8 doors. I would say there's a shit ton more wheels.
There's wheels in the door that move the door out of the way. I don't know why I said out of the way rather than just like open the door.
Just gets it away. So that, yeah, I just, wheels wins any day. But it also really does depend on people's
doors wins.
It very much depends on. So are there any like doors you're gonna disqualify?
What is it, a door? I'd say I'm pretty principled on this. A wheel, right, is generally circular, and I'm not necessarily going to say that it has to be.
So why is a steering wheel called a steering wheel if it's not a wheel?
Because it's just a stupid name and it's circle and it controls the wheels. I'd say that's pretty much the reasons why. Like, the language sucks. It's not a wheel.
Why
because...
is Pluto a dwarf planet if it's not a planet?
Because it... True. Because a wheel is a generally circular thing that rotates against like an axis, right? And it is used to like move something or transfer force in a way, right? Like on a car, it moves the car forward by, you know, pressing against the road and being like, please, Mr. Tarmac, can I push forward off you? That would be very nice. The steering wheel doesn't do any of those things. It can't freely rotate infinitely. It's like a steering column is not the same as your axle. Right, like they just have completely different functions.
So if you disconnected the steering wheel from the steering column, you could spin it infinitely however
much.
No,
because it's not moving something. Again, if you took a wheel off a car and just rolled it down a hill, that's, like, as far as I'm concerned, not really a wheel. It doesn't serve any of the purposes of a wheel.
It's not doing anything.
Like a wheel moves an object, right? Like it.
Yeah.
You put it like you go back to basics. The invention of a wheel
okay,
and car.
Okay, so we're going
to
count a log that wheel. Moved the rock.
If you put a fucking rock on a bunch of logs, and those logs are all rolling underneath you to move a rock around, those logs are acting as wheels. As far as I'm concerned, I would 100% accept that definition.
Okay, does it count? Does it stay as a wheel? Does it still have that?
No, only when it is used in that purpose.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you the advantage that every tree on the planet is a wheel.
So I'm going to say there was more wheels than doors for certain around 2000 BC.
Nice pun.
Do you think doors were invented in the 1950s?
Have you ever seen Victorian houses? They didn't have doors.
And what are you on?
2000 BC.
They were all very cold.
In Victorian times, they had to have somewhere to put the children. That place was a cupboard or maintenance cabinet.
I mean, yeah, it was a big building, and then Oliver got cold, so we asked for some doors.
Look, doors wins. It's undeniable, right? There are no doors to disqualify, because the definition of a door is fucking simple.
I was right. Fuck you. I would say 2000 BC, and then for some reason you're talking about the Victorian age.
The reason I
said 2000 BC is because that's roughly when the pyramids were made, and they would have had shit tons of wheels compared to doors.
The pyramids were
made
of quite a large scale. I still think there would have been
more doors. I doubt it.
Every human building in thousands is not even a scope. Millions of years has had a door.
Ooh, that's a good... When was the door invented? That is a good question.
I don't know actually 2000 BC.
This is a question I'm posing to you, because I know what my answer is.
3000 BC at least, according to this website. Wooden doors used in Europe. Yep, okay, fair enough. That will do it,
right?
The earliest automatic door. What? Sorry. I didn't even think about that. That's awesome.
Automatic through slavery, like I'm not sure. I know what my stance is. Think of I'm not going to specify a specific period, right? But like an old human civilization, they have a property, like a mud hut or something, right? And it doesn't have a door in the sense of like a wooden swinging open door, but it has what we modernly refer to as a doorway, and then say maybe some fabric over it, right? So that there's a level of privacy and separation and protection from the elements. Is that a door? Is the fabric in the door a door? Because I'd say that's a door.
No.
Why not?
Oh, you know what? Since you're calling a log that moves something a wheel, I'll allow it.
Yeah, I think that serves all of the purposes of the definition of a door.
So okay. I'm trying to find out how the first automatic door worked. And it's
wheels, probably.
I posed the question to this group when we were discussing this as well. Are there more windows or more doors?
Doors. That's it. Again, how many buildings on the planet just don't have that many windows
but
versus how
many
doors
do you can you think of that have windows?
A decent amount, but they're normally only on the outside of the house. Like, take an apartment block. It's outside, you know, its exterior point doors have windows in them.
Yeah.
There are some windows in each apartment, but in each apartment, there's 12 doors. I mean, doors just a win.
That was a very specific number. But also, think about a skyscraper. How many windows does that have?
That's not windows.
Oh, for God's sake. What are they?
It's just glass. The exterior of the building is just glass.
So if... No, actually, that's a good question. If the exterior...
Window
of the
is an opening in a wall, door, roof, or vehicle that allows the change of light. Notice how there's no opening in a skyscraper constructed entirely of external glass.
It's got loads
of... some steel in there.
Yeah, steel.
Yeah, but there's no break in... Like, in a modern skyscraper, there's very... Like, well, no, there literally is no break to the glass on, like, the side of a floor.
Still a window.
I've not examined them closely enough, to be honest.
Apart from
it.
Joints.
Still
I mean,
window.
There is, but it's not like there's a steel beam is what I'm suggesting. It's not a window, no, because a window is an opening. A window is when you have a wall of something else, and then you remove a
all
section of it to put glass in.
Hot Wheels cars, they have multiple windows. Or assuming it's not like a convertible.
Potentially
would.
Just like not having a glass, because, you know, who uses that? In ye olde days.
Ye olde days.
Yeah, I think Hot Wheels have some windows.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple.
Not a huge amount, but something.
Maybe it's a treat.
Right.
The one that I've not been... So there was like a weird one-off that I saw that someone posed whether a revolving door was a door or wheels. Obviously a door, it's just not a wheel.
Yeah, it's not moving.
But anymore. It has wheels.
Do you... Shut up. Do you split it as many doors as there are into segments? So would it be like four doors or four things you push on? Or is it just one door?
That's I would consider only... that one door.
Okay, I would say that's the only one I've not been able to make my mind up about.
In the way that I would consider like a sliding automatic door where it's two pieces that slide to the side, one door, but I wouldn't consider two separate doors that are hinged that you can move independently each other but form a set of double doors. I would consider that like a two doors, because those are two separate individual hinges, whereas the
what about
like
a
automatic
door?
Sliding door is like clearly it operates as one unit.
So a farm door is one door.
The fuck is a farm door?
Where you've got it's a door, but it's cut in the heart. It's cut halfway, and you can open.
Oh, like a stable door.
Stable door. There you go. Farm door. I've always done, I don't know why I know them as farm doors, but farm doors, stable doors. Yeah. Would that be one door or two doors?
Because they don't move in relation to each other, and there's like lack of the automatic aspect, I'd say that would be reasonable to consider it two doors. Because you could go through it by sliding one aside and then walking through and then closing the other.
It's the automatic element, though, that makes them work together. Other than that, they can
function
independently.
I mean, yes, but they also don't function. Like they're definitely not designed to function without the automatic aspect. If you walked up to a supermarket... And you had to manually open its double sliding like thing. Like that would be very hard to do, right? Like you
wouldn't be able to pretend
you're
magic.
If it's completely out of action, and they just turn it off and you just slide it over.
I mean, yeah, but like that's what I mean. Like in the event of like them not just leaving it open, or whatever, right? Like it's not easy to like it doesn't have handles or grips in any of the way that a normal door does, right? Like it's not designed to be used like that. And I think I would argue that is like. A given accepted fact in human existence, my definition and distinction here between double doors and like a single sliding door that can have two pieces and slide in dual ways, in that like we refer to like that door in a supermarket or something, right? Like as like an automatic door or like an automatic sliding door, right? Like most people are like, oh, that's an automated door, right? But if you have like the entrance like a hall or something in like a school and it's made of like two separate hinged doors, you'd call that a double door, right? Like that type of thing in a building is called a double door. So pretty seems to me that the people already kind of accept that definition, even if it's like somewhat subconsciously.
Fair.
Well, maybe there are more doors. Should be happy English language.
This has been a wonderful discussion, and we have figured out that there's only one door in the world. So Wheels wins. You know, this is going to be an argument that's never going to end.
I mean, I guess democratically it does. I mean, I feel like someone... I'm not saying someone could exactly get the number of doors and wheels in the world. But I mean, think no, that would be near impossible. Good enough estimate.
I think even getting a good enough estimate would be hard.
No, I think you could get a good enough estimate. It wouldn't easy, but...
Yeah, you'd be eliminating some things, but like if you're just even just looking at the major sources...
Yeah, I think you'd need a large sample size of... Yep. Like different types of building. Like, how many doors they have on average
in New York? That could just be just a base level there.
I mean, yeah, but also like there's gonna be a lot more.
Wheels big in New York. I might want to change my town.
There's gonna be a lot more vehicles in like New York than there are in like less.
Okay, fine. You could do like, it across three
popular
cities.
See if I... And then there's going to be like, you know, less vehicles relative to... Okay, let me correct that. There's going to be less vehicles relative to buildings the less dense of an area you are like doing that sample in. Because if you're in like rural America, right, there's going to be like, there has to be housing for people.
I've got to say, housing I wasn't is probably going to have more conditions wheels than... for this study to be conducted, but
no, you were conducting the study. I that was how I interpreted this.
No, I've got to go to New York. Damn, no one wants me to fucking go to New York. It went real quick. Well, that's good. I don't want to go either.
I want to go to San Diego. Wherever Twitch is doing that thing. I can't remember. San Diego, Amsterdam, I want to say.
Okay.
You want to go to San Diego instead of Amsterdam?
True, actually. I'll go to Amsterdam any day. Right.
It's smoke of the good kush.
So I saw this article earlier, and I didn't say it because I wanted to leave it to the podcast. And it's, study confirms computer science as the least popular UK science. And I...
Damn.
I wasn't surprised by that article, but I just didn't see it coming around, to be honest.
What, the article or the fact?
Yeah, no, the fact. I thought computer science would have been a bit higher than... So I know a lot of people that absolutely hate physics.
Like, yeah. Newton haters.
Yeah, Newton haters, get rid of you. I was just like, yeah, I was just reading into it. It just really, I don't know. They state that it's boys are outnumbered by girls for about 6-1 when it comes to hating it. When it comes to actually enjoying it, which...
Right. Very good distinction already.
No, the reason I missed that is because the way they worded it just really confused me. But like, I didn't think computer science was really that well taught in schools, to be honest. Which was the what kind of confused me. I don't know if it's just because I've been in a shit condition where no school I went to did computer science,
I didn't have that option. Fairly well, especially internationally.
Yeah, Minecraft.
Good old Minecraft Educational Edition.
Yeah.
Minecraft EDU is pretty good.
It is. Has more doors in it though than wheels, but we'll leave that fact away. No, I just thought that was a bit. I don't know. Maybe it's just because again we went to a shit school that didn't do it, so I just kind of never really got to try it in school. Or then again, the experience we had was Scratch, so that didn't go too well. We didn't get much of computer science at all. Valve addresses Elden Ring Steam Deck performance issues. Surprised their game even runs on the Steam Deck, to be completely honest.
In fact, it runs better on the Steam Deck than it does on Windows. Quite significantly.
Brilliant.
Because it's better now, but it's still not perfect. There's a shader pre-caching system that Steam has, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bug in Elden Ring where basically every time, well, I think it's reduced from this now, but when it launched, every time something went off screen and then re-entered screen, it showed it had to be regenerated. Which, as you can imagine, caused some large stutter. But the problem was that the shader precaching system on Steam on Windows doesn't have support for DirectX, only Vulkan. But on Steam Deck, it has support for both, because everything is technically Vulkan, because the way that Proton works is that it translates DirectX to Vulkan to run it on Linux, right? So what they did was they just like added a hotfix into Proton that just like further improved the speed at which it handled the caching, and like added in caching specifically like in Proton rather than waiting for Elden Ring to patch their own game. So it just performed better because it wasn't doing the stutter, because it wasn't having to repeatedly regenerate all of the shaders every time you turned around.
That's fucking brilliant.
Awesome. Which is very funny. But, you know, it's just DirectX things. Everything should be on Vulkan. It's my hot take.
Not bad.
Damn. Speaking of direct things, Direct Storage API.
Hmm.
You can being have released by Microsoft.
Any of the loading times be the not there anymore.
Hopefully. I don't know how long it'll take, like say, the big games to implement, but...
I think it's one of those things that... a lot of games have like not really cared about it on the consoles that have it because it's kind of just like, well, we're gonna probably release it on other consoles anyway, so like it's stupid to make our game like make use of it because it just wouldn't, you know, okay, fair enough. I get it, right? Like, you don't want to build environments that require it because then you can't sell your game on like other things and so on and so on. There's the Ratchet and Clank game, which was very well received, that made very, very good use of it. I'd like to see that ported to PC with like use of that. That would be cool if they did that. But otherwise, yeah, it's just waiting on new games, I think, to be developed to make use of it on both the consoles and on PC.
Okay, do you think any games will patch it in, or because I'll be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure.
I don't think so. Definitely not for consoles. Maybe for PC.
Yeah, fuck console. Whenever I talk about anything gaming, I'm just not referencing consoles.
I just don't think it would be that useful for a lot of modern games.
Kingdom Come could use it.
Kingdom Come just has bad loading, like, anyway. That's like a game code problem, not like a... It's not like, again, like a lot of loading problem in games is not actually a limitation of like file speed. It's often CPU time, RAM and timings of RAM, things like that. I think like it can be improved in a lot of games, but I don't think that like direct storage would
take it off the CPU.
But I don't think direct storage would like improve. I don't think it would add much to say like GTA 5 as like an example of a big name game for them to add that, because GTA 5 already has pretty minimal loading times once you're in the game. Like, has a large initial loading time. Sure. I believe it's better than it was when it launched, because God, when it launched, it was something. You know, once you're in the game, like, it's still a fairly large environment, but it does, like, the streaming fairly well. There's very little need for it. So, like, I don't, like that, it's like, well, what would PC, like, sure, it would technically improve it, but, like, you know, is it even worth, like, them putting all of that work, which would potentially involve, like, restructuring, like, the entire way the game, like, handles loading, maybe possibly how the environments are stored and handled, like, all of that shit, for, like, oh, you no longer have to wait 40 seconds the first time you launch. You know, like, it's probably not worth it. That's just a waste of development effort that could be better spent elsewhere. I think that's going to be the case for a lot of games. Because there are pretty... I think it's fairly common on most modern PC games now to not need to load areas in the way that console games, to a degree, still have to often. More often than PC. Like, I can't think of many big-name games that, like, load between areas, really.
No, that's fair.
I think games need to be designed around it, like Ratchet and Clank, where they take use of it to rapidly change entire environments, like, instantaneously. Which modern games don't do, right? Because they're loading that one environment fairly well.
Like, you talking about Kingdom Come a lot.
Kingdom Come.
Right, so I've seen you played it a little bit.
Yeah.
How's that been going? Like,
yeah, it's all right.
I thought it was going well. As far as I'm aware, the game was
great
good.
Until it works, basically, is what I'd say.
So it's great until it works.
Look, great while it still works. Not that it works often, so I may as well have said the first thing.
Fair.
The actual aspects and elements of being in the world work well. You know, it's a nice world. I think the speech system has a couple of misleading options, but for the most part is pretty damn good. As do like the stats, like your charisma checks and things like that, and I'm happy with. Combat is a mixed bag. One-on-one combat, when it works, is the best thing ever. Until you get to the point where it doesn't work. And it's happening quite a lot, to be fair. And it grinds you down. I'm still going through it, for sure. I've had a few days off, I think, but
fair.
I'm still playing it. One of the DLCs also just got locked away from me, which I'm...
Wait, really?
Not particularly...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of my fault, and I'll admit I'll admit that it's my fault, but it shouldn't be able to be my fault to lock me out of something that I paid for. That I paid extra for.
The immediate consequences of what you did is your fault, because you were aware that it was a potential consequence, and you'd foreseen that it was a potential consequence. Game design consequence of them not providing any alternate solution after this consequence is not your fault at all, and it's stupid
and
that it's a thing.
Don't make it clear that it's about to happen.
Yeah.
That is...
Basically, there's one of the DLCs that starts a quest that you, according to like the community, have to be willing to immediately put 20 to like... Well, that was the very low estimate that people said you wanted to put even more than that in. Like money into. And then you have to immediately go and do other things related to this quest rather than doing like the rest of the game at the same time, because if you don't, that money basically ticks down over time, and when that gets to zero, you're just locked out fully, and there's no warning it's about to hit zero. There's no, like, well, the warning's kind of the worst bit. The game itself, it says it, but I would still argue it doesn't make it clear about the full consequences.
Yeah.
But there we go. I'm a decent way through the game, so I'll keep playing it till finish. Of main quest, at least. I'm not sure I'll bother with side quests. But...
That's kind of shitty. Like, there's a game that I've seen you been given, and I don't know if you've played it yet.
I swear to God, if this is what I think you're going to say,
Any idea about that?
Is it a game that's title would suggest it's quite old?
No, I'd say within the last 70 years?
Okay. I mean, I consider like 70 years old at this point.
Wow. That's quite offensive.
I mean, it is though. But yes, I'm assuming you're talking about L.A. Noire.
Yeah.
Which I've yet to get round to, because someone who got it for me so I could get all the achievements in it hasn't been around. So there's not really been any time or point for me to play it.
Damn.
Yeah.
It really was a good game.
Yeah, pretty I'm excited game. For it.
Facial animation simulator. It's awesome.
My funny. Only problem is that I've seen the game before, and I obviously don't think I remember every single thing, but there are certain cases where like I remember. I remember like the solution and where most things are, but I don't think I know enough that
just believe that you don't.
I am excited to try and get all of these achievements. I don't know if any of them are missable.
Some of the secret ones look fun.
Okay, I've not seen those either. So hopefully those ones aren't missable. That would be a real kick in the teeth if they were. I imagine some of them are like related to mission, like specifically complete this mission.
Yeah.
And like complete it to this ability, which... I wouldn't consider missable as such, but...
Depends on... what your definition of missable is.
It does indeed. Yeah, I've got that. I'm not sure I know much about the DLC for the game, so I should be pretty clueless when it comes to that, hopefully.
Yeah, I definitely realised there was DLC for the game.
Well, I mean, it says I've got a I thought there was DLC for it, and it says here that I activated the DLC bundle as well, but there's no option for the DLC bundle in Steam, so I don't know if they just integrated it into the main game at some point.
Interesting, yeah.
There's 5 cases, 2 outfits, 2 weapons, and then 3
Oh, yeah, this complete edition of LA Noire includes. Yeah.
Which is, like, pretty... The other 3 things are useless. They're not relevant.
Wow.
Yeah. There's some decent content there.
Decent.
Ooh, I just had a look at the reviews, and people are suggesting that the PC version is quite broken and has been for a while, but then there's also a load of positive reviews. So...
Yeah, I think it is, like, relatively speaking, buggy, but not awful.
If I'm not wrong, isn't there because this is going back to a technology where, like, it's all the facial, like, you know, don't get me wrong, it's fantastic the work they put in just for these facial animation. But if I'm not wrong, it's frame rate locked, and if you can somehow uncap
That's
it, that can break
meaning,
the
yeah.
shit out of it, from what I'm aware, and make it quite amusing at times.
Yeah. I think it might be capped to 30 FPS, which will be an experience.
Be an experience and a half. I'm interested to see.
The problem with that was the incredible awkwardness with when they were doing the mocap is that they had to tell all of the actors to move their faces at exactly 30 FPS. And it must have been very hard for them. You've got to have a lot of respect for the dedication. What was the modern game that came out with really good mocap recently? Was it a game that came out like this year or something that I was like, that's good mocap. I don't think anything else about the game was even slightly interesting, but...
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay, that's an interesting description. I'm not sure what game you...
I might just be completely imagining something. Probably am.
I mean... Fair. Yeah, maybe, but...
In music news, if anybody gives a shit, Muse have announced their newest album, releasing 26th of August.
Damn, so lazy they couldn't even be called Music.
I hate you. They've released a new song yesterday. That was pretty pog.
Okay. I'm not sure I know. I think I've heard of them, but I don't know their music.
You've definitely heard of their music.
Oh, probably. It's probably like one of those things, if you played it, I'd be like, oh yeah, that one.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
sorry,
I couldn't
did you
tell
just say
you
that you don't, you've
played.
Heard like a song from Muse?
No.
Yeah, you absolutely have. What did you say?
Yeah, quite clarified.
What are you going to say anyway?
I just said that I couldn't name any of their songs.
Oh, okay. I couldn't name anyone's songs. I couldn't name any like the artists I've listened to the most. I don't know what the song's called.
Damn.
What were you going to say, sorry? Before I rudely interrupted
you? I was going to say music news. The, guy from Foo Fighters starred in a film.
Didn't they make a film?
Was he credited as guy from Foo Fighters in the credits?
I keep hearing fucking mixed things about whether they made it, created it, whether it was about them or not. So I'm just sticking to the bare minimum, honestly.
Studio 666.
Hey, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, it's the one where the entire band's in it. Yeah.
Oh, the entire band. Fuck. See, people were just telling me the lead singer as well. So,
Dave
who knows?
Grohl, if anybody's curious.
That's the one.
Or have you say his last name? I couldn't give you an accurate answer.
Yeah, that's how everyone else has been saying it. Let's go for that.
Let's find out. Because I know the whole band's in it. It's basically about the band.
It is about the band. What, like, is it based on a real thing, though?
No,
it's
literally, just they go to
that
a house.
Where.
The lead singer gets
I might have heard about the band then
something
wasn't sure if
like
that
ghost.
Was like
what's the word
on
it is real. It is
it's written by the lead singer
and produced by him as well. The Roswell Films is his record label.
Gotcha.
And film label that he owns.
Damn.
So,
rich guy.
And for those who don't know, he was the drummer of Nevada. Not Nevada.
Oh.
Nirvana. Not the
place. He was the like the drummer for a state, whatever that means.
But Yeah. Like, as far as I'm aware, it was. I just love the idea that they made none of the music for it. All the music was just given to other people to do. Probably, but the new Batman came out. Quite good reviews from what I'm aware.
Interesting reception, yeah.
Yeah. It's certainly got people talking about it. I'm not sure it's all been entirely positive.
No, I've heard mostly positive, with the few people who didn't like it, like, really critical of it.
Yeah. I'd say I was, slightly more weighted towards negative, but...
Okay, yeah.
I've just got some interesting news as of just right now.
Golly, breaking.
Right. Twitch is teasing a sexy new mature content policy that may enable a lot of After Dark content.
Yes.
Finally.
Basically, new restrictions and enforcements on a mature flag.
Finally, they're actually going to do it. They're actually just going to be and do, like, responsible, put the content that needs some form of content warning on it in an area with that. And then, that's awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Literally allow sex workers on Twitch. Get the cam girls on. You should. It would make them so much money.
The ad incentive up.
Exactly. The ad incentive program could actually pay out livable wages for people. It's literally just a no-brainer. It brings more traffic to Twitch. It means everyone on Twitch earns more money. There's no reason to not
do it. I do want someone to tell me about Raid Shadow Legends whilst they fondle themselves.
Oh, damn. I wish I could, but unfortunately that deal went through because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/ Raid Shadow Ladies or something.
God.
You're not good at TomStreams.com.
I'd say I'd need to, watch Twitch more, but I don't. I have too many YouTube videos to catch up on.
Context, please do not actually go to TomStreams.com without realizing that it is a porn site. It's a joke for, free people that may get it in the world.
Ah.
I've never watched a very specific
stream.
Sure. Tom Squat?
Tom Squat?
Yeah, he's either Slavic or homeless. Take your pick.
Is that his new fitness channel?
Oh, could be that as well.
Is he Slavic?
Today I'm in Slough doing 10 squats.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, he could do the thing, was it? Like, where they squat when they write your name down on the board or something, I don't know. That's how Twitch works or something now. So I've heard.
I shouldn't necessarily squat for that, because I'm not sure you get a great view. I think it's more bending over with an unnecessarily, arched back.
I think explicitly squatting's a... I'm not going to check.
You need a specific camera angle. Would be awkward. I'll have to, tweet Amaram. She'll tell you the details. If you ever need to know anything about that area of Twitch, just ask Amaram. She's nice enough that she'll tell you.
Damn. What if I ask her about the gym?
I went to the gym the other day. Lovely people.
She knows what I mean.
She's live right now.
I'm sure she's changed since then.
Not live right now, because she's just showing me that she was live on both the search and the channel page.
Just letting you know. You know, she was live.
Hmm.
That's about it.
It's like when I go into your stream, Charles, after, you stop streaming, and it's like, oh, cool. It's still streaming? 8 hours in?
Fam. It's normally what happens. Hmm. Sniper Elite 5 is looking for a May release. I wasn't aware they're making a new Sniper Elite.
Yeah, set in France. Ooh la la.
Wasn't 3 already released? Wasn't that already set in France?
3 was Africa, 4 was Italy, 5 was France. Oh. 2 was Germany, 1 was also Germany. Fucking
game.
Fucking 1.
Oh, don't even, yeah.
1 was not a good start to the series. The fact that they got the funding for another game
V2
after that
was
is
probably the
me.
Greatest. 4 was,
it was pretty
3
good.
Was good, 4 was alright.
Did we ever find out if anyone from the original studio went on to 2, or was that a completely separate team? Because it was a while after,
know.
From what I remember.
I'll look it up now.
Thank you. I really hope they didn't. They didn't deserve a second chance.
Wow.
I think Sniper Elite 1 was developed competently. I just don't think the game is.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
Good. There was nothing in the game that stood out to me as, these are bad developers. There was just a lot of, this is bad design, if that makes sense.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, it's the same development.
Jesus Christ.
And considering that there's only... How many years? Oh, okay, there's a lot more years between them than I realised. I thought Sniper Elite 2 came out in like... I would have said like 2006 to 2010, but no, it's 2012.
Yeah.
So it probably wasn't the same team, purely... Not entirely, anyway. I just thought it would have been closer.
How do I even remember that? They're making a new PC building simulator.
I don't know what they're going to do in this new one that they couldn't do in the first. Having not played it, or I really don't care about
promises
it.
Promises more components and a 30-hour career mode. That's what
they
promise.
The career mode is prepped. I mean, a career mode would be harder to patch in. I don't imagine new components would be.
Elite Dangerous console development halted so developers can focus on PC.
Oh, people are angry about that. Oh, I don't blame them, to be fair. Yeah. But yeah, no, people are angry. Like, they've just done it mid-TLC. I don't know if they said they were going to finish patch it. I know they're still going to do, like, obviously needed updates, but I don't know if they're going to finish at least making it better than it is, because that DLC is still buggy as shit.
We're talking about Odyssey here, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Or I don't know if they've just dropped it entirely, like, apart from necessary. But, man, I would be angry too, to be fair, if I played on console.
Hmm.
And if I played that game, like, within the past 6 months. I need to get back into it at some point, pardon me, but we will see.
Yeah.
I need to get it on my OLED TV when I get that. I can't wait for that, honestly. 42-inch OLED.
I can wait.
I wish I didn't have to.
I need a bigger monitor. That's
No, you don't.
You don't.
I mean, I need a better graphics card to push all those pixels first.
Just give me it.
I want a bigger monitor.
I need a better graphics card. I only run two of my monitors on a fucking supercomputer owned by NASA in Bolivia because I couldn't possibly put those on my GPU as well. Your GPU does nothing as it is.
What? I can't game at 4K on my current GPU above 60fps in...
You can game on 4K above 60fps, depending on your graphics options, on like any GPU.
I'd argue you can only, the upper end of modern hardware. But I mean, the end of this year, I have high hopes. Can't wait for it to turn around and just bite me in the ass saying that. But I have high hopes for the end of this year with the hardware releases.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, multi-chip modules, it's a multi-chip module which draws a lot of power, or NVIDIA, like, monolithic die that draws a lot of power. Have you heard how much power they're meant to be? There have been rumors that, like, their TI version of the top one's going to be 850 watts.
The trend recently over the past couple of years from all chip manufacturers, whether they're CPUs or GPUs, like, whether it's AMD, Intel, or NVIDIA, even fucking Qualcomm, frankly... Right, has literally just been, hey, we need to keep getting performance out of these chips. We can't do that for any other way other than just making them more powerful. Just literally just draw a shit ton more power, output a shit ton more heat. But Intel's out here like, yo, have you seen our new i9 chip? Yeah, it's only got like a 5,000 watt TDP. Like, it's, you know, like, come on. Like, I mean, it's cool if you need it, but it's like, it's such an unnecessary thing for like... I don't know. I wish we'd like go back to like more old school architecture. Like, why not just have two chips? You know, why don't we get gaming motherboards with two chips? Go on, do it.
Well, so, that's gonna be not monolithic. The MCM.
I've just
A bit different in a CPU style, but yeah.
Oh right, in a CPU. Oh fuck yeah, no. Yeah. God, motherboards with two CPUs.
I've just seen an article which I'm interested in. Calls for Valve to ship Stream Deck in more discreet packaging after apparent thefts.
Oh, man, fucking Valve seemed to be excellent. Like, I recently got my Valve Index controllers. Looking at the box, I would have no clue. Like, I honestly didn't realise until I brought it inside what it was. They seem real good at discreet. I don't know what they've done for the
I'm trying to find an image to see what...
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I got my full Index kit. And I got it early in the Index's life. But I think, if I remember right, it came in a brown cardboard box that had just the Valve logo, the Index logo, without like any text for Index.
I didn't even have that, yeah.
And just like some like general like safety and information. And inside, I know it's less fancy now, but like the interior packaging was very over the top and stuff, which they did for the early run because they, you know, wanted to be like, wow, look at this cool thing you're unboxing that's presented very fancily. And I have a massive fuck off box that I don't need to be the size that it is.
So, as far as I'm aware, it's literally just a brown box with a warning to say there's a lithium battery in it. And that it's fragile, and that's it.
But that might have been, like, developer. The one that I just sent might have just been, like, a developer one. Damn, why can't people send an unboxing pic? It's just the box. A boxing pic.
Oh, like, if you want an unboxing pic, there you go. He unboxes it.
The worst thing about that is I'm still getting results when I look up something that's obviously about the Steam Deck. Like, I could look up Steam Deck insert game benchmark, and I'll still get fucking options for the Stream Deck. That's the worst thing about the console that I've seen.
I straight up think the Steam Deck should have been called, like, the Valve Handheld Gaming Device.
Yeah.
Like, just abbreviated, like, it's VHGD
one,
or something.
It's
so
one
it was easy
letter
to
away
for.
From... the Stream Deck. It literally is one letter away. Like,
the thing is, I mistype it as well because I have a Stream Deck and I'm interested
you
in the
to
Steam
think about
Deck.
It. I heard the
right?
other. You had to think,
right? Like, when I go to type, sometimes I'm opening the Stream Deck software on my PC, so my brain is at least, I don't do it like super regularly, right? But I sometimes do it, right? So my brain is used to typing the words Stream Deck. Sometimes I'm looking for Stream Deck plugins, so my brain is used to typing those words. And I'm also, like, searching for a Steam Deck, and half the time I'll get, like, them swapped the other way when I'm doing it, because my brain, like, I just, you know, they're too similar. It's not allowed. Steam Deck's cooler.
I'm surprised they didn't go for, like, the Valve Lift or something for their fucking VR headset.
I'm not sure why it's called the Index.
I don't know.
It indexes numbers.
True. Mystery solved.
Potentially. Overwatch 2 beta's been announced, which is interesting.
Yeah, we signed up to it.
Damn, Overwatch 2's for betas?
Yeah.
Could've told you that for free.
Wordle's archive taken down at New York Times request. Just thought I'd chuck that in there.
Yeah, New Times kind of ruining Wordle.
Yeah, weren't they all like, oh no, no, we're not going to touch it, please. We just want the money from it, we swear. And now they're...
Oh, they removed some words from the word list and they've done some... I do not even care about Wordle, but they've done some interesting...
what words did they remove?
I can't remember. It was some, like, lewd words, I think. Oh, and lewd by, like, the largest stretch of the definition, like words like vulva and stuff.
Okay.
Okay, can you not say that on stream, please?
Good thing it's not on stream.
Did you see... Now, I think this is brilliant. Did you see the... There's a football team that wanted to put a big message out there. So they basically got all the players to wear a letter each, and they were going to line up when... like, basically, when football starts, both teams line up so the camera can swipe across all of them. And they were going to do that so it would say, "Stop War." However, I don't know how they managed to do this, but they did it the wrong way round. So it says it says raw pots or something like that. Or like, sorry, raw, whatever fucking stop war backwards is. But yeah, they somehow fucked it up like that. Raw pots. I don't know how you managed that.
Rip. That's impressive in its own way.
Yeah. I just saw it and I just found it. I fucking forgot it happened. I found it so just unbelievably fascinating that it was done like that. And then some player decided to, not player, some random fan decided to zip tie his neck to a goalpost yesterday.
Awesome. That's how football should be played.
In retaliation to one of the sponsors for the teams, they're an oil company, I think. So good on him, I guess. He's trying his best.
Yeah.
But
I mean, hell yeah. Let's stop football. Let's all zip tie ourselves to a goalpost.
apparently on the same goalpost.
Yeah, why not? They can't get us all off.
True. Yeah, true. Not wrong. Man, the more and more and more I see it, the more and more I want the new shit in War Thunder. But I'm not made of money.
Oh.
It is not.
You said you were going to buy it. It's absolutely not worth the price.
No, it's
but
not.
You said you were going to.
I know it's not worth the price.
Have you got your Twitch payout yet?
No.
When did you get your Twitch payout?
Next month.
I've got a highly large feeling you're going to own an A10 next month.
I doubt
the
that.
The thing is, even if like I didn't think it was an awful deal, like a lot of their all of their modules were an awful deal. Yeah, just flat out. You just don't play War Thunder enough either.
Well, I would if I had that, but the reason I don't play anymore is because I don't have any good vehicles.
Well, I don't know if they're going to release like a non-premium one as part of the main tech tree. Either way, you've got a while to go for that, I suppose.
I've got a while to go for any jet in War Thunder is the problem. It's a grind fest.
Damn. You should have unlocked the MiG-21 or the SU-23 or whatever.
Have you considered buying premium?
Don't even.
I wish it didn't remind me. It wouldn't that much.
Yeah, it would. Well, double, to be fair, so a decent amount.
It'd still take me 6 years to get to it.
I mean, true.
But,
play War Thunder once a day.
It's true.
Once a year.
Like, I struggle with the fucking events they do.
Let alone, I remember the last one. I don't know if it was the last couple, the last one, you were like, oh yeah, no, I'm really going to go for this one. I think you
gave
made it halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, Phelan does kind of have a superhuman ability to specifically commit to War Thunder events.
Oh my god.
I do not know.
Some
how
of them
you,
are worth it.
You
some
cope,
of them are not.
Yeah.
To be honest.
If they did one for the A10, I'd do it.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
Again, you'd do it for like 4 days.
I would actually do it.
Yeah.
And there'd be like a chapter in your memoirs. Autobiography, like years down the line, about like how much you regretted getting 90% of the way there, but you just couldn't bring yourself to finish it, and it was like a key
defining
change in your life.
Maybe you should pay me to play on your account for you.
How much? I can.
12. You buy the thing for like 60 quid. So I'm gonna want a good.
No, it's £48.
Remember when we found that website for like Elite Dangerous account boosting and like buying ships and shit? Like, you can charge a lot more than 10 quid. Come on, like let's get this into the hundreds easily.
I should have found out how much I could have paid someone to fully boost my clipper or cutter or whatever the big one was. I forget nowadays.
The what?
I think it's the cutter.
Cutter.
Yeah. Let them do the years of grinding.
Nah.
And probably get my account banned or hacked.
Oh my god.
It's okay. Man. You can it's worth grinding because you'll be able to play on your console. I promise.
No, you won't.
As far as I'm aware, that was out of nowhere as well, that announcement.
Kind of.
Out of nowhere in the sense of they hadn't been like, yo, we're gonna give an announcement about like the future of console or something like that where people could predict it.
Yeah.
It wasn't entirely unexpected that there was going to be some sort of change in development plans. Just in that, as far as we can tell, Frontier just bit off more than they could chew with Odyssey. They have a development team of people who are all awesome. Like, all of the Frontier developers that I have like interacted with or seen are all lovely people, but they're not an FPS team. They don't have experience working on in-person FPS stuff. Right, like they make Elite Dangerous, and all of the non-FPS stuff in Elite Dangerous is really good, right? Like it has been for a long time. Like the way ships work, like it's all fairly like pretty up there with like just very good. The FPS shit in Odyssey really falls apart because the team just isn't a team for that. Like you can't get a team that's not trained, has zero experience, and expect them to make a AAA quality FPS game on like a short time frame with a smaller team, right? Like it just isn't gonna work. And that was kind of the problem of Odyssey. And then ever since then they've tried their best to like keep putting out improvements, improving performance in ways that the performance in the game is shit because the team does not have time and didn't have time to develop the game in a way where it performs better, right? There's some really stupid decisions about how that game renders. If you use the tools that you can, to break down how Odyssey renders and how it culls and the inefficiencies, it is astronomically bad. It's missing like the past 50 years of like good practice and how to optimize a game. But it's like that because the team didn't have time, because the team were told you're making an FPS game and they were like, well, we've got to get something out, right? And that sucks. So it was kind of expected that there were going to be like some failings in the development and the development might change. I just don't think anyone necessarily expected that it would be that drastic. A console that just isn't getting anything, which is very sad. I also think it's partly because I think because of how far, as much as like they could technically optimize it, they're kind of committed to how the game's structured now. And it's the performance isn't abysmal, quote unquote, for PC. It's manageable in a sense.
Yeah,
I just don't think they would have been able to get the performance to be good enough on console. You know, like I just don't think, especially on the older, or the last gen consoles, it just would have been fucking awful. I think even on the new gen consoles, it would have been pretty bad.
And I thought I saw some people saying like, we could have understood if you said, "Oh, it's not on the older gen consoles," but the fact it's all of them at once, full stop.
Yeah. And also, like, it would be a controversial move. I think it would be a very controversial move because this is an incredibly odd thing. Like, I don't think I can think of off the top of my head any like game studio doing this. But if they straight came out and said, look, here's the situation. Elite Dangerous doesn't make enough money for us to justify like expanding the team to solve this problem of we can't develop this, further develop this for console. Here's a crowdfunding place. If you want the console version, we will commit to porting it to console, getting it up to a stable state, and then we will cut development. And like you won't expect like, you know, anything past a certain point. Like, I think that would have been a reasonable thing to do, and I'm sure it would have got loads of people being like, I paid full price for this game, I've spent this much money on your DLC and your upgrades and your season passes, and I've spent this much microtransaction currency every so often, and those are all absolutely valid, but I think that's still a better option than what's happened now, where they've just completely cut all support, you know?
Yeah.
I think if they gave people a way to be like, look, you know, take some time, we'll like help cut the financial burn that this is out a little bit. Because Frontier have been, relatively speaking, good to like okay to good over the past few years in all their like public financial publishings, and they've had good success with other stuff that they've done, like the Planet Coaster and Planet Zoo games. They had pretty bad success with Jurassic World Evolution 2. That game was very weirdly not really like talked about until like a few months before it was coming out, where like it was on like every show. And then it just kind of, they didn't really ever show anything in them as well. It was always just like really like overly done trailers.
It was the same trailer with what's his name, Jeff Goldblum, just speaking in the background,
trying to hype up and get into like the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World like fandom aspects, right? And then the game released and it just sold very underwhelmingly because no one really like knew what the fuck the game was, and they hadn't like ever really like shown like, here's all the things we've improved since the first game, here's all the new shit. They just didn't do anything, and then it was like it really, really underperformed, and it was very badly represented in their earnings call and stuff. So I think part that probably has part to do with it as well. I reckon they're cutting some things back, I would imagine.
Yeah,
I know. I think games companies should give option for like people to crowdfund, like after a game is released, more in like bad situations.
Speaking of like other space games, even related to crowdfunding, this was a while ago now, I think. Didn't Star Citizen, I can't remember exactly what they said, I'll have a limited roadmap, that's what was it. It's because people were getting upset over the delays, as if they haven't been for the past however many years. But I've said that they were going to limit its roadmap just so they couldn't try and push out something as one product and then develop it from there. I don't know exactly what they've removed. But to be honest, I think people viewed it mostly positively, though I didn't see a great deal about it, to be honest, so I could be wrong there.
Yeah, my take on that as an avid Star Citizen hater is evidenced by multiple podcast, I think, episodes of this podcast. That's definitely a good thing in general, because the closer that fucking team gets to publishing something that is finished, to at least some relative degree, and polished to a point where, like, sure, you know, now they have things where certain systems work within the game. Like, it's still not a complete game with, like, multiple game systems that all work together fully, right? Like, if they get towards that, that's just obviously undeniably a good thing. But also just, like, I mean, yeah, maybe you should have done this years ago and figured out that your entire scam, as I would comfortably call it, of a crowdfunding system was is just bad. It could just it just sucks because they've just taken a bunch of money and done like very 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 little with it, versus other companies that have done, you know, much less money, produced much more in much shorter time.
Yeah, EA.
I'm sure EA have.
Oh, nah, actually. Oh, just.
Awesome.
Stupid.
I mean, Star Citizen is just a great game on paper, it just doesn't exist. That will always be my take. Until it exists, which I'm sure it will at some point, but it's going to be a while, that's for sure.
Fair.
Yeah, I guess it depends where you then define the exist line at, because like I say, that could be
when it's
some
a,
people that would be now, some people that would be a while.
When it's a cohesive series of game systems in one game that achieve everything that they not necessarily everything, but a good, at least a very good majority of everything that they claimed it would in the crowdfunding.
Okay. To be fair, I need to bring up the initial crowdfunding to remember exactly what they've...
I mean, it's not just the initial, because it's been crowdfunding since
well,
they started.
Saying, that's the
like,
other
it's still
question,
crowdfunding like... now.
Yeah, in that case, yeah, then it's...
But I mean, yeah, I would say, like, if...
Because of the stretch goals that were met.
Yeah, right, like, if they have, like, crowdfunding, and then they're like, oh, yo, if we can get this crowdfunding number to, like, a further number, we'll... start working on this feature and shit, and then people do that, right? Like that then, yeah, like then as far as I'm concerned, they're committed to that now as like,
okay,
before I would say like the game is done, because they've said like, oh yeah, this system, and I'm like, cool, like that's awesome, this, you're just adding more and more awesome things to this game. But until they're in the game, like, you know, game's not done. Like Elite Dangerous had a pretty distinct idea of what the game was going to be when they launched their crowdfunding. It got crowdfunded, and it launched with the majority of it. Not with all of it. Like, it was... In the original Elite Dangerous crowdfunding, the concept of being able to walk around inside your ship was a clear, distinct thing that Frontier Developments said was going to be a thing in the game. They now say they are never going to do it because it would be too much work. And too hard for them to, like, implement smoothly. Which is fine, because the game still launched with, like, everything else they said, pretty much, right? Like, it, you know... and has developed and added a shit ton more since. I just don't like Star Citizen because I think they promised to do something that they haven't. And I think they've taken way too much of people's money for what they've produced.
They've definitely taken a lot of money.
Yes.
Yeah, that's for sure.
400 and something million right now.
Oh. What?
Now would be a great time to just run.
Yeah. Just go.
Star Citizen NFT rug pull? Question mark.
I'm surprised he hasn't done an NFT yet. Not gonna lie.
Well, that's exactly what I saw an article whilst I was looking at all this, and I need to.
Oh god.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there was the whole thing with the developers, and there was like all like those developers that were like, "Yo, working here is awful. Here's a bunch of the bad developer malpractice that goes on." And then a bunch of like Star Citizen fans were like, this is all not true, actually. Look at all of these developers that are happy working on Star Citizen. And it was just like, okay, does that discount like these other people that had a bad experience? Like, don't think so. Oh no. People are insane.
True.
Yep, they are. Right. Well, while you're looking for that last bit.
Damn.
You know what time it is.
Do I?
Half. Yeah. Normally,
it's 7:30.
Sure, why not?
We'll start cutting it up, start easing it off, applying the brakes, and slowing it down.
I am so confused. What the fuck this article's saying? Oh, I see what it's saying. Right, okay. I just misread it. It was like a whole thing. Apparently, Dr. Disrespect is part of a studio or heavily backs a studio whose game is going to offer like NFT access.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I was going to mention that, but I didn't. Yes. Basically, he's making a game. He's got an ex-Halo and an ex-Call of Duty developer in it, as well as a bunch
of other
people.
They're
going
to kill each other. They are going to rip each other's throats out.
Oh, people don't know this. Fucking Dr. Disrespect made a couple of the maps for some of the Call of Duties. He's an ex-developer or ex-map designer.
I bet I could fucking tell you which one.
Yeah.
It was all the crap maps.
It was for Advanced Warfare.
Rust,
it was for Advanced Warfare. Exactly. So it's for a game nobody gives a shit about.
Lanes a lot, yeah.
And I think maybe Ghost. It was two CODs nobody cared about.
You'll know this, but can I ask, are there sections in those maps where you can film and shoot people in bathrooms?
One, no. Second, yes. But he's making a game now. At least I think he's got a studio that's making a game. I know, yeah, he's got an ex-Halo dev and an ex-Call of Duty dev or community member or whatnot, community manager or something like that. And the news that came out recently is that he's making it NFT-based with, like, cosmetics being NFT, and he's currently launching a pre-order, I guess, for $50 where you can buy... into the game and you get exclusive in-game content as NFTs.
So my cosmetics on my character hold value that I can trade, like, with other people, right? Because they hold value, right? So I can have a cool shirt and I could sell it to someone.
Yeah.
And then I could buy a hat that I wanted with the money that I made from that. Holy shit, they should have done something like that with TF2 or something. That would have been awesome in the day. If only that was possible without NFTs, that would be really crazy. Such a shame that we have to destroy the environment to do that.
So I do apologise. It's an ex-Call of Duty creative strategist and a Halo 5 multiplayer designer.
Oh, great. The two least impactful jobs in the entire series. Great.
No, I'd say a multiplayer designer.
They may as well
put
the fucking janitors in.
Multiplayer designer is important.
That was the only good thing about Halo 5, according to the community, if I remember right. So, sure.
But he's going to have an initial round of 10,000 founders access passes, which will sell for £50 each. Oh, sorry, $50. So about £42, £45.
Yeah.
Depending on if they had tax or not.
In real money. Yeah.
And... what's it going to give you? These will ever say surpasses in the future. However, creating created using environmentally friendly NFT technology and each with a unique theme. Oh my god! After a 30-day lockdown period, purchases will be free to sell their passes through open marketplace like OpenSea. I don't know what that is, but cool.
It's a non-open marketplace for NFT. that's pretty much what it is. It also often has complete authority over the trading and selling of them, what is and isn't allowed, despite the market being decentralized and completely open.
That is beautiful.
Such as, you know, environmentally friendly blockchain technologies like Solana that don't use proof of stake and instead use proof of work, which, as you know, is good for the environment because one operation takes way less electricity than a proof of work system, right? Like a proof of work operation on, say, Ethereum takes 28 times the energy that a proof of stake operation does on Solana. Solana does 416 times more a second, but we'll ignore that because I'm an NFT fan and I don't understand how technology works. I'm just stupid and brain dead. So I look at it and go, damn, look at how much better and environmental it is. It uses this number less in a shit way of measuring it that's not relevant to how the actual energy is used. Damn. Reminder, by the way, that I can't remember what the stats were, but a study came out the other day about the energy usage of Bitcoin. One Bitcoin transaction, right, like as it is today in the current energy market, I think will genuinely use more power than you would probably use with every single Visa transaction in your entire life. So that's very epic. Visa transactions do not use much power, despite the which was one of the things the study tried to determine specifically, was because obviously one of the common criticisms, like the NFT and blockchain people have of everyone being like, yo, but you know, NFTs use a lot of electricity, that's bad. It's like they'll be like, oh yeah, but imagine how much power the entire modern banking and card system uses, right? It must be crazy. And the study went, No, not really.
The entire system as well, the billions of people use compared to a select. I probably a few million to be fair to them, but that's millions too many.
I mean, the NFT market is dropping pretty fast. It's starting to close down pretty fast. It's dropping because the hype's gone. There was another study that I saw that was specifically looking at why NFT markets are dropping. Like, it was looking at like the social, like the sociological forces between, like, you know, people that were pro NFT and anti NFT. And one of the key factors that that report said for the like falling of popularity in NFTs was the complete piling on of like brands that go about NFTs on Twitter, and then everyone just replying like "fuck you" to it. And that behavior has apparently like genuinely contributed quite significantly to a lot of people just not wanting to buy NFTs anymore.
That's fair.
So yeah, if you ever see a brand publish like random NFT shit, yeah, reply to them that they're shit because it genuinely helps apparently.
I love that. That sounds amazing. Anyway, is there anything you two would like to say to finish us off? Finish me off?
Finish you off?
I want to do that one. Dibs.
Can't right now. COVID rules.
I do want to say, actually, this has just happened. Literally just like happening an hour ago. Apparently Twitch has started unsubscribing people just from channels that they're subscribed to. I think it seems to be a bug, people are thinking. So if you're listening to this podcast 6 months down the line, remember, check your emails and see if Twitch has unsubscribed you from someone.
AKA me.
I'd say importantly,
Charles, yeah.
God, I wish I could see some mod view. Thanks, Twitch.
Damn. Right. Yeah,
I'm still good.
Whew. That's it. I'm good other than that.
Nice. What about you, Finn?
Oh, I already called dibs. I'm good. Okay. Thank you.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, you two, as always. This was definitely not late planned, as always.
I think it's been a pleasure, you.
Damn. But you know, what? We're going to get this episode out, and then we're going to record another one sometime next week. No, the week after. No, and me. No, I can't. I'm on holiday. We're going to have to record one next week.
What? Holiday?
I know.
In this climate?
I'm going away for a week.
Damn.
Bloody hell.
That is generally the definition of a holiday.
Yeah. So, I do apologise. Then I'm going up to London in April. So, you know, I've got so much going on. It's ridiculous.
All right, next podcast 2023. I'll see you all then.
Yeah, well, hope it's good in the nuclear dystopia.
See you in the Soviet Union.
Oh.
Doors, by the way.
We'll just end it like that.
Okay.
It's what? Doors. No, it's not. Fuck off.
It is.